Kum lehn lablach gemara, we are up to the Samar Vav, Amar Aleph. We are up to the gemara, and basically we had in this Mishnah, this entire, the Pedic of Eilu Dvarim we're talking about here, if Pesach falls out on Matzoy Shabbos like this year, so Eder Pesach is when you're supposed to bring your current Pesach, and obviously the number of activities that we're going to be doing on Shabbos, which normally would be considered as Chilul Shabbos, but because of the Karban being permitted to do that, and the question is, what about certain things which are only derabbanan, like we said, bringing the animal in from outside of the tchum, or carrying it on your shoulders if you hold that an animal, you know, carries itself, and or biting off a wart, you know, a temporary defect that can just be taken off. So we said the Tanakama or Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva said it does not, and Rabbi Lezer says you do push away Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer has a kalachayim, if you can shech, which is also from the Torah, surely you're permitted to do isurim derabbanan. And Rav Kiva gives a principle that anything you could have done prior to Shabbos, you're not allowed to rely on Shabbos, even though they're Isurim D'Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, interesting. Tara Bami learned. Halacha zu, the following halacha, nis alma mibnei b'seira. The following halacha was forgotten by the people of Seira. Rashi says the people, the children of Seira, were the Nasim, in plural. So somehow or another, they rotated or something. They were the Nasim, in plural. Pamachas once, and they're all living at the same time. Pamachas once, Chol Arba Osa Lid B'Shabbos, Ere Pesach was on a Shabbos. Shachu, they forgot, V'lo Yodu, they didn't know, Im Pesach Deuch is a Shabbos Im Lav. They did not know that if Pesach is Deuch is a Shabbos or not. Which is an interesting notion. What do you mean they forgot? And all the Mephoshim already asked, there's only one carbon Pesach the Jews brought while they were in the wilderness, and that Pesach actually fell out on a Sunday, so Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach was a Shabbos. And of course they brought the carbon. The Torah says they brought a carbon. What was their question in the first place? So some answer that they thought that maybe that was a unique thing, that whole thing was only, you know, was from the Eibishter, because the rest of the time in the Midbar they didn't bring a Karban Pesach, so that might be an exception. You can't rule, you cannot compare anything to that particular year. And yet they didn't know. Amru, they said, Klum Yashadim Shedeyet, is there anybody out there who knows in Pesach Dreich Shabbos Im Lav? Does Pesach push away Shabbos or not? Or does Pesach not push away Shabbos? So the Gemara, yeah. Amru lehem, they said, Adam echad yesh, there's a person, Sha'olam at Bavel, there's a person that came from Bavel, the Hillel HaBavli Shmoy, his name was Hillel HaBavli. No, Hillel learned in Israel from Shmaya Italian, then moved back to Bavel, and then came back again. Sheshimish negdela der Shmaya Italian. You remember the Gemara Yuma, we were learning Gemara Yuma there, you know, the story of Hillel, how he was so poor and everything else, and he was on top of the skylight. Anyway, he lived for Shmaya Avtalion. And by Yodea, he would know in Pesach Drech Shabbos Im Lav. He would know Pesach push away Shabbos or not. So Sholchu, they sent for him, the Koruloi, and they called him. And Omruloi, they said to him, what exactly is it that the Bem Seir didn't know if it's Drech Shabbos or not? So there's a possibility of pshat as follows, based on Achsam Sefer and the Tshuvas in Yeridea. And that is as follows. That if you could avoid, they thought that maybe if you can avoid to bring a Karban Pesach, then you shouldn't. If you can get out of bringing a Karban Pesach before on Shabbos, you should, because you don't want to be use the law of Deicha Shabbos. And how is that? We learned Dav Chesna Beis, that if you don't, and Tresna Beis, the Gimel Beis says, if you don't own any land, you are therefore potter from Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's going to want you to desire your land. So if you don't have any land, you are potter from going to Eretz Yisrael, to Yishalayim, to bring Karban Pesach. So why doesn't every single person say, let me be mafkir my land, let me make my land hefker, and therefore I don't have a chiva Karban Pesach, and then I don't have to bring it on Shabbos. But since every person has an inalienable right to Eretz Yisrael, as Tosha says in Bob Basset and Bob, that every Jew has four amos in Eretz Yisrael, everyone who came out of Mitzrayim, whatever, had four Amos, it came in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you can never give that up. In fact, one of the Rabbonim, I forget who it was, used that as a reason why the Israeli government has no right to ever give back land to the Arabs, is because the land belongs to every single Jew in the world, and no one has the right to give it up. So therefore, you can never be mafkret. But Ben Pseira, we're going to learn in Sanhedrin in the last Pedig, that Bnei Pseira, they came from Ephraim, because They came from Ephraim because one of them said, you know, I come from, you know, the Gaal Shel HaTzomos that was resurrected, and I have one of the tefillin, and we're a grandchild from them. So therefore, they were not Yoytzei Mitzrayim. Because they were not Yoytzei Mitzrayim, therefore they had no land in Eretz Yisrael. So they didn't know if they didn't see him themselves, and anybody like them who came from Ephraim, had to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, or they had to implement the rule that Iboyim Mafkin Nechosid, they should give up all the land, and therefore they're exempt. And if they're exempt, they not bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That's why they didn't know. So they had to wait for Hillel, someone else, who did not come from Shevet Ephraim, and therefore, as a Yisrael, it's Chayiv in a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, and only he can rule that you can bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos. That's how possibly we can explain this Gemara going on here. Anyway, they didn't know.
How come Hillel, Milon Agadol, how come Hillel needs an introduction here? Other Mechod, Olam in Abavel.
This is like a story in those days people were saying to each other. This is before Hillel was Hillel. The Gemara is repeating a story. No one knew then who Hillel was. He went back to Abavel. Well, it was a Talmud Shmaya Vitalia. At that time, the Nassim were B'nai Pseida, and the Nassim was basically whoever was the biggest scholars. And B'nai Pseida were the biggest scholars. Some say this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseida and all of those, which is what I just explained to you. Others have a problem with that because the generations don't seem right. But anyway, Omer leklumat yidei, they asked him, do you know your Pesach Deichel Shabbos and Lavis? Does Pesach Deichel Shabbos or not? Omer he said, so Hillel said, Pesach echad yesh lonu bashana. You think we only have one Pesach a year? Every Shabbos, Deichel Shabbos, Lehari Yosem, Messiah Psochin yesh lonu bashana. Every Shabbos, we have to be in Karmat Tobin in the morning, you have to be in Karmat Tobin in the afternoon, you have to be in Karmat Musaf. You have so many. right, you have 52 Shabbos in a year, and you bring two, you know, you bring four sheep every single Shabbos. You have two for the Tamid and two for Musaf. So that's a minimum of 200 already every year. And it's Deichel Shabbos. So therefore, since a carbon Tamid pushes away Shabbos, so too carbon Pesach pushes away Shabbos. Rulo, they said to him, Menayin Loch, how do you know this? Amalehem, Nema, it says, Moyad be Pesach. By Pesach, it says, you should bring it, be Moyad, we ask me, so it's a Pesach, be Moyad, in his right time. And in Nema, it says, you know, by carbon Lachmi, it says, Tishmeru Lahakli be Moyad, the carbon Tamid, you should bring Moyad in his right time. But Tamid, Ma Moyad, but Tamid, Deichel Shabbos, by Tamid, it pushes away Shabbos, I Moyad, Pesach, Deichel Shabbos. That's number one. Number two. You don't get punished kodesh if you don't bring a tamid. Yet deiches haShabbos Pesach she'onus kodesh Pesach, which you do get punished a kodesh. Ain't oidin she deiches Shabbos. Surely should push away Shabbos. Miyad immediately ha'yishivuhu berosh. Immediately they made him the rosh. Uminuhu nasi aleim, and they appointed him as a nasi because they said the Bem Seder obviously were very humble. They gave up their position. They didn't have to be fired. They gave up their position and they honored Hillel to become the Nasi. This is how Hillel became the Nasi, because he knew halacha that they didn't know. Now, what's very odd is the next piece of Gemara, because we know Hillel was so humble. Gemara and Shabbos, Taflam, and all over there, how people, you know, tried to get him angry. He could never get angry. He was such a humble person, and yet he didn't behave that way in this story. Which tells us that after he got punished for the story we're about to learn, that Hillel learned his lesson and then he became humble. So usually power corrupts. Here, after he became the Nasi, he became humble from that alone. Maybe from his experience, that he saw how the Bnei Seder gave up their position because they felt that Hillel knew how to learn better than them and just walked away and said, Hillel, you deserve to be the Nasi. Maybe Hillel learned from that to become such an honor. Because look what he said happened here. He was darshaning all day. So Hillel was darshaning a whole day, the laws of Pesach. This must have been, you know, Friday. They were asking what to do, so it must have been Friday. His chil mekanta b'dvarim, and then he started to antagonize them. He started taunting them. Hillel was taunting the Bnei Pseidah. Amalehen, he said to them, "Mi gadol lechem she'ela b'bavel." You know why I had to come from Bavel? Now I'm not exactly sure what it means. Okay, from Bavel. Does that mean that he's still in Bavel and they called him to come? How did they get him here there so fast? Unless this discussion took place a while before Pesach. Not that they edit Pesach, but maybe a week or two before Pesach. So they brought him from Bavel, especially for this story. That's what it sounds like. Mi gadol lechem she'ela b'bavel, that I had to come from Bavel. The Eyin Nos Lechem.
Hillel she'olam in a Bavel. I mean, he would have been Eilat Egel, no?
There's a big mach, according to Tosis and the Gilan Beis, if you're chutz la'aretz, you're potter from Karban Pesach. And definitely potter from Eilat Egel. The question is whether you chayv a korban Pesach. Tesis is lizzy potter, others disagree. The Mishnah Melech there in what do you call it? Hilchos Chagiga from the Rambam. So he said, "Mi gadol lechem she'ela bubble. Who caused? You know what is it? Why is it that I had to go up from bubble? Unless he's saying I came a bubble, but everything is rochapratis. Why is it I came from bubble? And eh yinasi lechem. Now I became yinasi. Atzlu shahayzuchem. You guys were lazy. Shaloshemashdim shnei gedolei hadoy shmai v'talion. Because you were able to attend the same shiurim that I did, learning for shmai v'talion, and you didn't bother coming. Now, this is not within the character of Hillel. Amrulay, they said to him, Rebbe." Shochach. So they said to Hillel, okay, let's ask you a question. What happened if you forgot Lehevi Sakin Me'eder Shabbos? If you forgot and you didn't bring a knife from Me'eder Shabbos, Mahu, to cut. You know, remember, the Eden shechted their own sheep in the base of Migdash. What happened? You didn't bring a knife. From here, you bring a riot, and unfortunately, tried to understand why that everyone had their own knives. Now, why didn't they use the knives in the base of Migdash? Unless there weren't enough knives, or every time after you shechted, you had to clean the knife. Or something, and therefore there's not enough time. Everyone had to bring their own knife. What happened? You forgot to bring a knife on Friday. Now it's Shabbos. What do? Amalan halacha zushemaiti. So now Hillel was punished that he forgot. He said, "I heard his halacha v'shachachti." He had to admit in public the first shaila that he had, first shaila, the new rabbi, and he had to tell everybody, "I don't know." And that was his punishment for disparaging and berating Bnei Pseida. But he said to them, "Elahanach lehen liYisrael, leave them be." Let's watch, let's observe. Imei Nevi'im, they themselves aren't prophets, Heim B'nei Nevi'im. They have a natural instinct to do the right thing. They're the children of Nevi'im. L'mocha, the next day. In other words, this whole conversation sounded like it happened on Friday. The next day, Misha Pishchei Teleh, whoever had the Pesach was a sheep, you can bring a sheep or a goat. Those who had a sheep, Toichvei B'tzimra, they took the knife and they stuck it into the wool. So the animal was carrying it. I think Gemara will ask later. It's an avera called mechamer. We'll soon see. And Misha Pishchagdi, whoever had a goat, so there's no wool to really stick the knife into, is taichu mekaner. They stuck it in between the horns. When Hillel observed and saw how the people were instinctively behaving, he said, "Oh, attack! Remember." And he said, "Kach mekubalni mepishmai v'talion." This is actually exactly what I learned from Shmai v'talion. This is what you do, and that was his punishment. Pretty amazing Gemara. This is totally out of character for Hillel. Anyway, then we're now will analyze what happened. Amar, Mar, you said, how do you know that you bring a car in Pesach HaShabbos? Nema moedah b'Pesach, moedah b'Sesh, moedah b'Pesach, moedah b'Tamid. Ma moedah b'Tamid, moedah b'Tamid. Doich at the Shabbos, pushes away Shabbos. Af moedah b'Pesach, so to moedah b'Pesach, doich at Shabbos. Right? You said you compare moed, moed. The Tamid goofing on, but how do you know you can bring a car in Shabbos? Okay, you learn from Tamid, but who said you bring a car in Shabbos? Maybe it's only during the week. The Dachi Shabbos, Eidlem, because it says the word Moide in its time. So therefore, we bring a Shabbos. So why do you need Exei Shabbos? The same word Moide said by Karim Pesach. If the word Moide means bring it in its time, regardless of whether it's Shabbos or not, so then I'll tell you. You bring a Karim Pesach on Shabbos because the Moide, that's its right time. What do you have to compare it to Talmud for? What do you gain by comparing it to Talmud? Pesanami, if it says Moide, Ela Moide, Ela Mashmalei, Lavas. The word Moide itself doesn't necessarily mean Shabbos. It means in its time, as long as it's not Shabbos. Nu Hachanam Moide, Ela Mashmalei, so they've come to the same thing. How do you know? Elamakar says pasuk oila Shabbos b'Shabbat. You should bring the carbon of Shabbos in it on Shabbos. Al oilas hatamid. It says the pasuk, bring the carbon of Shabbos on Shabbos on top of the oilas hatamid. So the carbon musaf, obviously clearly you bring on Shabbos. The Torah says so. But the carbon tamid, it says bring the musaf after you bring the oilas tamid. So it's clear you bring the tamid on Shabbos. And once you've established you bring the tamid on Shabbos, then we use exer shavah moedah moedah to tell you the same thing applies to carbon Pesach. Maybe call oiler the tamid korban shabbos, tamid on Shabbos. But Tosha says in other Gemaras, it seems clearly at the end of the final analysis, we learn from the word moedai, like and even by tamid as well. Other Mazda says so. Sometimes the Gemara brings what Tosha doesn't say this, but sometimes the Gemara brings whichever it's easier. Even though if you explore further, it's not exactly that; it's something else. Amar, we learned, you said the Kavuchemer. Hillel said also there's a Kavuchemer. Ma Tomit she'ein onosh kodesh, you don't get kodesh. Do'iches ha-Shabbos, pushes away Shabbos. Pesach she'onosh kodesh, Pesach, you get kodesh. Ein adin she'leich le-Shabbos. So the Gemara, we can undermine the entire Kavuchemer. Why can we undermine the Kavuchemer? Because there is a chumra, there's a stringency by Tomit that maybe can help explain why a carbon Tomit you bring in Shabbos and Pesach does not have that stringency. Maybe Pesach doesn't. What is that? Malo Tomit she'ein todil v'kolul. First of all, it's comments every day. Number two, it gets totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore, but Mashiach the carbon, Mashiach came the, what do you call it? The carbon Pesach. The Mefarshim asked, why does he want to say that Tamid is a carbon tzibur? It's one carbon for Klal Yisrael, and carbon Pesach is not a carbon tzibur. But we'll see in the Gemara soon later that carbon Pesach is right in between a carbon tzibur and carbon yachid. On the one hand, it's carbon yachid; every individual brings on carbon. On the other hand, it's tzibur because everyone brings at the same time. So it has certain respects. It's like a communal carbon, and certain respects, it's like an individual. Plus, we learned that ruin Klal Yisrael that all the Eden can bring. We'll have a condition that all the Eden can bring one carbon Pesach, and this guy is a shliach for everybody. That's how you learn shlichus. So technically, you can have one carbon Pesach for Klal Yisrael as well. So it does resemble a carbon tzibur. Others say the kol, that's what it means, a carbon tzibur. The whole thing gets burned because nobody gets anything from it because it belongs to everybody. Anyway. See, Marcel, I guess you're right. First, he'll told him the Kavu Chaimer. Uparchu, they asked, they undermined it, they asked the question, refuted it. Then he told him the Shavah. Says the Gemara, since he knew the Shavah, and I remember, the Shavah is not something you make up. The Shavah is something you hear from your Rebbe, is Kavu Chaimer. I'm like, why bother even telling him the Kavu Chaimer, especially when they were able to refute it? Ella, the Gemara says, they're saying to the Bnei Pseida, Bishleim Gzeres Shava Legamritu. A Gzeres Shava is something you cannot make up. Either you heard it from your Rebbe, came from Moshe Messina, or you didn't. So he said, look, obviously when you're asking this question, it means you never heard of Gzeres Shava. So I'll tell you Gzeres Shava, but you might not agree, because you never heard Gzeres Shava. But at least logically, you should agree with me. He said, something that people can judge on their own. You should have figured it out just in pure logic. The logic doesn't exist. The logic doesn't exist. Says he went further. We learned. The following day, whoever had a sheep, they took the knife and they stuck it into the wool. Gedia goat, they put it between the horn. They stuck it between the horns. And then they brought it to the base of Mikdash. Once you sanctify the animal, and then if the animal has to carry anything for you, you are working with kachim. You're not allowed to do that. Just like by b'chor, we learn that you're not allowed to work with a b'chor. You're not allowed to work with kachim. So how can they stick the knife into the wool or between the horns? Says the Gemara, they did kehillel. They followed actually Hillel's advice, which was a tiny we learned. Omer olav al hillel. Remember, once you consecrate an animal, if you use it for your own use, you're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. It's called Me'ila. And you have to pay penalty, you pay back the principal, you pay a penalty. And if you did a Mezi Dichai Misa, according to some. So there were not just Navera. So what Hillel introduced was, Hillel lived in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Miyamav, and from his times, Le'mal Adam Ba'ilase, after he introduced this new institution, nobody ever was violated the Isra of stealing. You know what he did? He recommended that no one should consecrate an animal at home. Promise to bring the animal, don't consecrate it, wait till you get to the environs of the Beis HaMikdash and consecrate it there. So therefore, there won't be any Shaila of Mi'ila. You brought chulin to the courtyard, umagdisha, and you made it holy in the courtyard. And in the courtyard, you're allowed to bring chulin. You're not bring chulin into the Beis HaMikdash, but this is in the courtyard, as Tais explains, that you're allowed to do that. And as long as you don't treat the animal like a carbon in the courtyard, there's no problem of bringing chulin to the azara. And then the same and magdisha, and that's where he made it holy. And then v'seimich yodileh, and then he did his smicha, and then v'sheichta, and he shechted Pesach b'Shabbos, that's v'shechted. So therefore, that's what they did. So there's no issue here of the animal carrying the knife as kachim, because they weren't kodesh yet. Says the Gemara, but let me ask a question. It's not so simple. Pesach b'Shabbos, eichim atzim agdishleh, but a karm Pesach on Shabbos, how can you make it holy? We know you're not allowed to make anything holy on Shabbos, but none. Didn't we learn a magdishin, you're not allowed to make Shabbos anything holy? And the ain ma'arichin, nor can you make erchin, say, you know, the value of me or the value of that person I'm giving based on Migdash. The ain ma'achrimin, you're not allowed to make a chedim. There are two kinds of chedims. There's a chedim that goes, if you say, I'm going to consecrate my belongings, either it goes to the Bedek HaBayis, you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash as for maintenance, and they turn around and sell it, and with the money they do whatever they want. Or there's Cherme Koinim, you donate it to the Koinim. And we had all this in Gemara Erchin. So you don't do that on Shabbos. The ain mag being truma meises. No, can you do truma meises? You now do meises. All of this is some say because of boiler. We now do this on Shabbos. So if they, how can you tell me they follow Hill's recipe, and that is that they made it holy on Shabbos? You're not allowed to make these things holy on Shabbos. The rabbi now do that. Call a lubi yamtiv amru. It says there on yamtiv. This is Masech Tabei. It says there on yamtiv. You're not allowed to do that. So surely kalachayim of Shabbos, which is stricter than yamtiv, you're not allowed to do that. It says the Gemara Hanimil. You know when you say you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, but in bechayvayis she'en kavua lehen zman. You have an obligation, and you can bring it whenever you want. So don't do it on Shabbos. Wait. Avol bechayvayis. Some say it's makav patish. Some say it's boider. Avol bechayvayis zman. But if it's a chiv that you have to do on Shabbos, then magdishin, you're mefedish, permitted to do, to make it hegdish on Shabbos. Dom Rabbi Yechon, like you said, magdish odom as pischer b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon said, a person can make his korban Pesach holy on Shabbos, and chagigah, so he can make his chagigah holy be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. Why did Pesach can never be on Yom Tov, because Pesach has to be Erev Pesach, so it's always, if anything, it's just Shabbos. And korban chagigah, there's two chagigahs. There's Chagigas Tezvav and Chagigas Yudalad. Chagigas Tezvav is a Yom Tov requires a Karban Chagigah. We'll learn in Masechta Chagigah. There's a Karban Re'iyah you bring and a Karban Chagigah. So the Chagigah on Yom Tov is mandatory, you can bring it. He doesn't mention a Chagigah of Erev Pesach. And because Chagigah Pesach we took only in order to make sure that you're full and that therefore you won't break any bones when you eat the Karban Pesach, because you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach ala Seva when you're full. But he mentioned Chagigah of Yom Tov. Okay, fine. So that's why you're allowed to do that. That's how they overcame the problem of using a carbon. Says the Gemara, but the other issues here. For example, your animal, you're not allowed to have your animal work for you on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to have your animal carry, put things on your animal just to carry. That's called Mechamer. If you leave your animal, you are therefore over an Issa from the Torah. You don't get Malgul, but you're over, you don't get punished Misa, but you're over Mechamer. So how can you have your sheep carrying a knife for you? Valoi Mechamer. Answers the Gemara, Mechameh Kalachiyah. This Mechameh here, nobody ever uses sheep to carry things for them or a goat. So therefore, you're not doing the normal way. It's Kalachiyah, it's not the normal way. So it's only Osir de Rabbana. And so the Gemara, Mechameh Kalachiyah. So what? Namin he disur de Raisa. Like, okay, I'll grant you there's no Isur de Torah, but Isur de Rabbana Miika. But there's an Isur de Rabbana. And we learned in the Mishnah that other Isur de Rabbana you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring it in from outside the Tchum, you're not allowed to carry it. So the Chayyav says, Rabbanon, why are you allowed to stick your knife into the sheep? Says the Gemara, Hainu de kaboy menei do. That was the problem of B'nai Seder. Dover she yesh le matayra. That was the problem that they had. So Dover she, they said, so this is exactly what they were asking Hill. Hainu de kaboy menei, they asked him, they said to him, are you allowed to, what do they do about a knife? And Hill said, I don't remember. This was the question. Dover she yesh le hetem la Torah, something which is permitted from the Torah. V'dvar shvus oimid lefonav la'akrei. And there's a shvus, there's an isur de rabbanan that's standing in your way, kelacha yad, because you're doing it not the normal way. Having your sheep carry a knife is not normal. So it's only kelacha yad. B'moka mitzah mai. What, in the place of a mitzah, does it push the mitzah, push it away? Or no, the isur de rabbanan remains. And this is, remember we learned in end of Erevin, that grades of shvus. So what happens now in this thing? And also we learned a few days ago that, you know, a shvus that you need for Yom Tov, you're allowed to push away. A shvus that's not necessary for the Avodah, you're not allowed to push away. So you want to know what the story with this one here is. Amalehen halachos v'shamayti v'shachachti. I heard it and I forgot. Ela hanichu lehen liyisrael. Leave the Eden be. Im ein neviyin hein, b'nei neviyin hein. They're not neviyin, they're children of neviyin. In other words, their gut, the intuition of people is to behave the correct way. So you follow the Eden, you know, there's an expression in the Gemara, Puk Chazi, let's go outside and see my Amma Debar. How are people behaving? You say that when you don't know what the right thing to do is. So Eden naturally, it's an amazing Gemara, we should always remember, that Eden naturally do the right thing. Amar Ibn Marav, talking about, now that we mentioned about Hillel, how what happened here, he forgot the Halacha. Amar Ibn Marav, Kol HaMisyayin. Now this is, look what the Gemara is learning from the story here. Kol HaMisyayin. This is, remember, we're learning this from Hillel. He says over here, Kol HaMisyayet, anybody who is conceited, who has hubris, Im Chochmu, even this intelligent person, Chochmosim Mistalekes Mimenu, he will forget sometimes. Im Novi, that prophet, Nevuosim Mistalekes Mimenu, he'll forget his Nevius. Im Chochmu, Chochmosim Mistalekes Mimenu, where do we see an example where a Chochm suddenly forgot something? Mehillel. When he began to berate them, he had to confess to everybody, I forgot. The Gemara clearly says that Hillel acted outside of character. So it must be L'chaida, not that's why before I talk about it, that Hillel learned his lesson and that's why he became the Anav that he became so famous for after this particular incident. Where do you see a Navi in the voice of Legaman? Where do you find that Navi lost his ability to say the verse? Midvaira. We actually learn from the Vaira herself. What do you find by Devorah? She was a Navi, and yet she says, Chadlu Perazim B'Yisrael. People stopped living in open cities by the Eden. Chadlu, they all stopped. They were scared. Achekamti Devorah. She said, until I stood up, Shekamti, that I stood up, Ein B'Yisrael. She calls herself the mother of the Eden, and had to wait for me. She spoke very arrogantly about herself. And in third person. And it's all about me. And she disparaged the leaders of the Eden that were there before her. And what happened afterwards? Chsiv, yeah, and then what happened afterwards? Uksiv, and then it says another pasuk. It says, Uri, Uri, it says, wake up, Devorah, Uri, Uri, wake up, Dabri Shir. That, wake up, start saying Nevi'is. In other words, as if she lost her ability to say Nevi'is, and then it came back. Why? Because she spoke in a way that was arrogant. Anybody gets angry, he forgets his chachma, and im novi was like the man. Im chachma was like the man who was Moshe. Moshe was a novi as well. But what do you call it? If he's a chacham, his chachma im kam novi, there's a novi like Moshe. Nevertheless, his chachma went away. Where do we see that? The chesiv, it says by the midyan, it says by yiktsav Moshe abkid yachayo. It says that while the Moshe was angry of the people of the army. When they came back from the Muhammad with Midian, and they did not kill the Shay Midian, so he was angry why they didn't kill him, because they're the ones who enticed the Yidden and caused the Magefa that happened. So he was very angry why didn't do it. Uksiv, and then it says when it came to the laws of Kashas and all that, it was Elazar who all of a sudden gave all of these rules about Kashas and that. Why didn't Moshe? Moshe always gave the rules. Because Moshe got angry, he forgot. That's an example. If you get angry, you get punished and you forget things. And im navi, and if he was a navi, nivuasai mistalekes mimenu. And if he's a navi, the nivua disappears. Melisha, you learn that from the story of Elisha. See, it says. Over there, Elisha got angry. So it says in the pasuk that Lulat Pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. If he wouldn't have been Yehoshaphat the king of Yehuda, if he wouldn't have been the king of Yehuda, was there? And he knows. He says, if Elisha wouldn't, Elisha, if Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda was not there, Im Abi Alech Melech, would I even look at you, and would I even see you? Right, he was angry with them by the old joint forces, and it says, "Va'ata now, kuli menagin, take over here some, somebody to play music." Well, you can nagin, I'm a nagin. When he started to play, then suddenly the Nevi'ahs came back. Now, because Elisha came angry, he did not have the Nevi'ahs; he had to bring it back. Okay, because Shaphat joined the king of Edom, and they joined together against Moav, and they didn't have any water, and they were about to be destroyed, and they asked Elisha for help, and he was angry to Yehoiadam, why you joined Yeshafat, and so on and so forth, and Melech Melech Moav. Talking about it further, now this is an amazing Gemara here. Omer about Mani Bapatish, Kol Shekoyis, anybody get angry? Afilu Poiskin, Alavdulam Shemayim, even if Men HaShemayim, they said, decided that you should be the one who should be the leader, Moiridin Oisal, take it away from him. Menolan, how do we know? Me Aliyev. Who was Aliyev? Aliyev was David HaMelech's older brother, David the youngest. Shenamar, it says, when David came to bring them food, and then he stood there and listened to what Goliath was saying and everything else. It says, Vayichar af Aliyev, but David, Aliyev got very angry at David. Vayyemi said, Lamadei Yeradata, why did you come down here? He said, why did you come down there? And who did you leave? You left over here the sheep in the desert. And I know exactly that you deliberately did this, and the bad, the evil of your heart, you were curious, you wanted to see the wars, you left the sheep behind and you came here. So he was angry with David. And look at it says, when Shmuel came to anoint him, to find out who was, you know, to be the right king, he didn't even know who it was going to be. It says, that's not who the Abish chose. But by Eliyahu it says, "Vayemer Hashem Shmuel al tabit el mar'eyu." Do not look at his appearance, ve'al goyva kamasei, and to his height over there, which means spiritually he was such a big tzaddik. Ki me'astihu, because I am meis with him, because I despise him. Miklal da'avi rochem le ad eden. Till now the Eibishter liked him. Now it seems Rashi says an amazing thing. So if you learn Parshat Pshat is that, you know, he was a gogol, I don't like him, so don't go ahead and anoint him, whatever it is. Don't even look at him. Rashi says something else. Rashi said, because it says the word ba'astinu, it's amazing, Rashi. I'll learn it inside with you. Lei bocha, Rashi is about 20 lines in the bottom. So the Abishah did not choose Eliyahu. Mashma me'olam, all the other brothers were not entitled to be the king. Nothing to talk about. Lei bazeh bocha Hashem. None of these other brothers were entitled to be the king, but Eliyahu, the Eibishter uses the word ma'astiu, not bochur, says Rashi. Ava ma'astiu mashma hashta ma'astiu. I did choose Eliyahu. In fact, Eliyahu was supposed to be Melech Yisrael, not David. But now, because of this event, this one time that he got angry at David for coming forward here, b'pnei shehu ragzin, because he had a temper, ma'asu, I became me, by me I despise him, miklal shebetchila nivcher. Amazing Rashi. What Rashi learns is that Eliyahu was supposed to be Melech Yisrael and everything was supposed to happen from Eliyahu, not from David. He was never chosen. It was only that moment, that event, that the Eibishter despised Eliyahu and said, oh, let's transfer it to David. Even though the story of Shmuel going to the brothers to anoint them was happened before the story of Goliath, this is the only flaw that we find in Eliyahu. Otherwise, he's a great tzaddik. So it must be that Abishah knew this event was going to happen, and therefore he forfeited his right to be a king. Because Abishah knew that he has a temper. Ma'asu. It's an amazing Rashi. But David HaMelech only became David HaMelech because Eliyahu lost his position. Not that he was chosen from the outset, which is hard to understand why Rashi had to learn this way. The Gemara doesn't actually say that. Just say he was a great man, and Abishah says, don't do anything, I don't like him. Anyway, I didn't see any to talk about it, but I think it's an amazing Rashi. Let's continue. Ashken, let's go back to Gemara Pesachim. Ashken, we learn Tomid Pesach. It says Tomid and Pesach Doich Shabbos. The Dochot Tumah. How do you know that they both put away? How do you know they both push away Tumah? It says Moed in its time. We know that it pushed away Tumah. And Pesach in this regard is called a Korban Tzibah, as Rashi explains it. And therefore pushes away Tumah. So how do we know that? So therefore we learn just like we learn Pesach and Tumah that it pushes away Tumah, because the laws of Tumah are actually said by Korban Pesach. How do you know Korban Pesach, if everyone is Tumah, you still bring a Korban Pesach and it's right time, you don't go to Pesach Sheni? How do you know that Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Akros, and the Pesach, each individual person, he had Tumah enough, if he's Tumah, each Nitzchel Pesach Sheni, only an individual gets pushed away Pesach Sheni. If ain't Tzibah Nitzchel Pesach Sheni, but a community does not get pushed away to Pesach Sheni. Ella Avdi B'Tumah, they do it in Tumah. How do you know to learn that way? Maybe learn as follows. Ema say, each nitchol the individual gets pushed away p'sheni. Tzibur v'hol community is tamei. Less lu takanta, they're finished. Loi b'pesach rishim, because you're all tamei. But loi p'sheni, because you're not individuals. Elor shem alokish, mahoch, I'll tell you where you learn it from. We learn it from the following pasuk, where it says, v'yishalcho v'macha, I want you to send away from the camp. Kol tzruah, anybody's a leper, kozov, anybody has an emission, v'chol tamei, anybody's tamei. Now the chayda, tummy the nefesh is the weakest one of them all, because his tummy is not flowing from himself; it's external. Is yoyma tummy mesim? Just tell us that tummy mesim have to step outside of the temple mount. While yoyma zovim, so you don't have to bother telling me about a zovim mitzera. Of course, I would know that. When yoyma dim tummy mesim mishdalchin zovim mitzera koshkein, if a tummy mes has to leave the camp, surely a zovim mitzera has to leave the camp. Ella yeshlecha, he says yeshlecha shah. You have there are times that a zav and mitzrayim gets sent away, But the ain't tmei meisim mishlach, they don't get sent away. And that's why we need the pasuk to highlight that. I mean, that a zov mitzvah gets sent away. The eiz is that. When is that? Pesach haba b'tumah. For Pesach is tamei, they stay and others leave. The others leave. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Yehochi le'menami." So how do you know they leave? Maybe zov b'tumeisim. Let the pasuk first of all say just a zov and a tamei meis should leave. And I'll really know if a zov can leave. That means that if even though a tamei meis sometimes doesn't leave, but a zav leaves. And once you know a zav leaves, the mitzvah is the same thing. A mitzvah is even stricter than a zav. So therefore, I'm going to explain later why a mitzvah is even stricter than a zav. There's a time that a mitzvah gets sent away. So let's learn from here. Let's learn from here that a Pesach, that according to you, a Pesach that comes, that's tamei, also, a zav that is tamei should be able to bring at the Korban Pesach. But now we learn Pesach about tumah. If a Pesach is tamei, if people are tamei, lo yoichlu mimenu. If you're tamei meis, you can eat from the Korban Pesach, but don't eat if you're a zav. Don't eat if you're a zava, or a nida, or your lotus. Bim ochlu neyei pturin you have potter. So El Rabbi, says, how do you know? Lo oyla mikra kama. I go back to the first pasuk we brought. Ish. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.